Labour is most definitely a roller coaster of emotions. One minute you can take on the world, and the next minute you feel as if there's no way you can go on. I vividly remember feeling both of these and everything in between with all three of my boys. It's a wild ride and one that deserves to be embraced and enjoyed as much as possible, as it really is an incredible journey. So are you ready to rock into Labour like you've never rocked before? You bet you are, and we can tackle it together. Welcome to the Little Bean Podcast. I'm Sarah Baldock, mum to three wonderful boys and your host on this fascinating journey through the realms of pregnancy, early parenthood and beyond. From my own experience with my three boys and being a newborn photographer and baby whisperer for over 8 years. Wow, I'm about to photograph my 805th newborn baby. So that's over 800 teeny button noses and 8,000 weeny little toesies. I can't believe that. I know the joy, the excitement, and even the occasional bounce of uncertainty that come with this journey. That's why I'm here, to share, to guide, and to help you cherish these invaluable moments. So put your feet up, make yourself comfortable, grab yourself a hot chocolate, and don't forget to add the whipped cream and the marshmallows. You can't have it without them. And join me for this friendly chat. I think it's fair to say that at the top of any mum-to-be's list of thoughts surrounding labour is how can I stay calm and relaxed? After 9 months of waiting for this moment, you want to feel ready. One thing I've learned firsthand is whether you're a first-time mum or a seasoned pro, preparation is key. So I wanted to be able to lend my hints and tips to you and help to make your labour journey as enjoyable as possible. I can help you explore some incredible ways to keep those nerves at bay and find your inner zen. I really wish I could also promise to make it easy, but I'm afraid that's one thing I can't do. Sorry! The first tip on our journey to relaxation is all about the power of slow, deep breaths. Picture this, you're in the midst of contractions, but with each intentional breath, you're calming your nervous system and reducing anxiety. Take a deep breath in and let it all out. Ah, that feels good, doesn't it? Now, what I will say is that I was told to pretend I was blowing out candles on a birthday cake during the final stages of labour. I will be honest and say that blowing candles out was the last thing that entered my mind. And when my husband mentioned it, the said candles, I can't repeat my response, but the general breathing techniques really did help. Now let's talk about mindfulness and meditation. I'll be totally honest again, I was a bit skeptical at first, but guess what? It really works. By focusing on your breath, body sensations, or the sounds around you, you can stay centered and grounded during labor. It's like finding your own little oasis amongst the storm. It certainly worked for me. Now, positivity, my secret weapon. Instead of fixating on the discomfort, flip the script and focus on the positive aspects of this incredible experience. Think about that magical moment when you meet your baby for the first time. The sheer strength of your body as it brings new life into the world, and the overwhelming love and support from your partner and loved ones. Trust me, these thoughts will light up your journey. Now time for some self-care. Picture yourself in a warm bath or taking a relaxing shower. Feel the tension melt away as the warm water soothes your muscles. But hey, there is a note of caution. If you go for the bath option, make sure you have someone there to lend a hand. I learnt that the hard way. I got myself stuck in the bath during labour with my first son, and it wasn't easy to get out. Oops. Ready to unlock the power of your mind? Let's talk visualisation and positive affirmations. Picture a serene and calm environment, or repeat affirmations that boost your confidence. Imagine a smooth and comfortable birth, reminding you and yourself that your body is designed for this incredible journey. Trust me, this technique really will work wonders. Then there's the magic of touch and massage. Don't hesitate to ask your partner for a soothing massage during labour. It can work wonders in releasing tension and reducing pain, especially in the earlier stages. Although I must confess, as Labour progresses, I personally wasn't too keen on it, as my husband discovered to his peril. But hey, every mum-to-be is different, so find what works best for you. Now don't forget to move. Changing positions and staying active can be a game changer during labour. I know I roamed around the hospital floor like a boss during my first labour, finding that perfect spot to ease the pain. And for me, it was the window ledge halfway down the corridor next to the canteen. Movement really is your ally in this beautiful journey. And don't worry if you feel self-conscious. Trust me, the labour ward floors of most hospitals are used to seeing mums-to-be shuffling along, stopping every so often to let the labour pain subside. They've seen it all. Now, the birthing ball was my one trusty companion. Using a birthing ball before and during labour has so many incredible benefits. It strengthens your pelvic floor muscles, improves balance and stability, helps the baby move down into the pelvis, and even relieves pressure on your lower back and hips. Plus, it provides a comfy spot to sit on or lean on during labour. I can't emphasise enough how much I loved my birthing ball during all three of my labours. Oh, and if you visit the studio, be sure to ask me about the unforgettable story of my waters breaking on the birthing ball with my second son. It's quite amusing. Now, let's create a serene and peaceful environment. Picture this: calming music playing softly, a hint of soothing aromatherapy in the air, and gentle, dimmed lighting. Just thinking about it makes me feel relaxed. Trust me, creating this ambience will do wonders for your state of mind during labour. And last but not least is trust your body. It's an amazing vessel that's designed for the beautiful act of giving birth. Believe in its ability and let that confidence wash over you. You're stronger than you think. And remember, you're already incredible as you've grown new life. So this last part of the journey of pregnancy is just the icing on the cake. One thing I will say, while having a birth plan is important, being flexible and open to changes is equally as vital. Each birth is a unique experience, and the ultimate priority is the health and safety of you and your baby. So, go with the flow and embrace the beautiful unpredictability of this journey. So there you have it, my tips for staying relaxed during labour. Remember, every mum's experience is different, so find what resonates with you. And don't forget to have a heart-to-heart with your midwife about the pain management options during labour. They're there to support you every step of the way. I've got a download to accompany this podcast, and I'll add the link in the description. And to lend a hand a little further, I've put a quick guide for helping to settle your baby. If you haven't had your little one yet, I would definitely download it ready. And if you're in the middle of sleep deprivation, I hope it can help straight away. You can download it at www.7sleepsecrets.co.uk. It's like a little piece of me, my experiences, and my heart, all bundled up into one handy guide. So there we have another episode of the Little Bean Podcast. I love to hear from you and hear all your stories. Thank you to the wonderful families who have already reached out. I really enjoy sharing these special moments with you. I truly hope that the tips and stories we've shared today will help you cherish every precious step of your family journey.